Top of the afternoon to you. 2:36 on the sweet spot. Appreciate you being with us on this St. Paddy's Day. Hope you're well. If you're drinking, don't drive at all.
I mean, it's just ride shares are out there.
Be smart. Let's be reasonable. We do have the fake hardline coming up in just a little bit with Lando and Peter Welpton. That force chemistry experiment enters day two. And in lieu of afternoon Jubb, which we do not have today because Jubb is on vacation. We're giving him some time to rest, recharge, and relax. Mm-hmm. But rest assured, Musers will be back next week, and we will have some afternoon Jubb next Tuesday. But since it's the St. Paddy's Day, and Mino, I've gotten the vibe just today that you're very anti St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if it's
I don't know
if it's because you live next to the parade route, but you're not wearing a lick of green today. Maybe it's your Scandinavian roots that just doesn't jive with the Irish. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, honestly, I always forget when St. Patrick's Day is because I think St. Patrick's Day is the day of the parade. That's the one I know. And when I pick out my clothes for today, I was like, oh, well, I've got my blue tops baseball shirt and a black hoodie. So that was what I went with today.
You also disclosed you don't know a thing about the origins of the holiday. And I thought since we have one of our best journalists slash newsmen here, let's throw it to EA for a report on St. Patrick's
Day. Some real Texas history from EA.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, EA. Pleasantries to you.
Thank you. I felt like, you know, Afghanistan does not have the history of St. Patrick's Day, so what better way to teach Mino than a guy who's from a culture that doesn't understand St. Patrick's Day? Folks, we have to go back to the country of Ireland to learn the history of St. Patrick's Day. Do you know who St. Patrick is, Mino?
He's a little leprechaun.
Wrong. In fact,
that's what the school books told me.
Wrong. They're lying to you. Because breaking news, leprechauns and St. Patrick's Day have nothing to do with each other. Hmm. Breaking news, right? All right, so the St. Patrick was a guy back in the day who had been... He was kidnapped, actually. He was from the Isle of Britain, like when Britain was just all one big island. It was called Britain.
Before Brexit.
Right. And he was kidnapped, actually, by Irish slave traders.
Okay.
So they kidnapped him and made him work in Ireland. So he had nothing to do with it. He was 16 years old. He didn't know. And he just became part of the Ireland culture because he was kidnapped.
So he had, like, some Stockholm syndrome going on.
Almost.
Where you just sort of, like... immersed with your captives.
Exactly.
Your
but
now, was it like Elizabeth Smart where he was right down the road?
I don't think going across the ocean is the same as what Elizabeth Smart went through. But he was very close to God, and he heard visions. Heard voices, I guess. Mm-hmm. Saw visions that told him to walk to the sea. So he did, and there was a boat. And he got on the boat, and it returned him back to his homeland. But he decided to come back. Now he's a man of God. And St. Patrick came back and said his mission was to convert the pagans of Ireland to Christianity, Roman Catholic Christianity.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, were the pagans considered Celts?
Yes, they were all Celts, and they believed in anti-Christian things, so he wanted to change them. And he died on... St. Patrick's Day, which is today, March 17th, that's why we celebrate. It became a feast day to honor St. Patrick for all that he's done. But looking into his past, there's a lot of legends that get formed, and maybe he's getting a lot of credit that may have not been really associated with him. The biggest thing is, do you know why we use a shamrock for St. Patrick's Day?
Because there was an abundance in Ireland?
Well, yes. But the reason why it's very a big part of St. Patrick's Day is because it is the rumor or the legend that he used the shamrock to discuss and compare the Holy Trinity, since there was three.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he used that to convert the pagans, like, hey, you got a shamrock. That's like Jesus in the Holy Trinity. Let's make it work. And so... a lot of people thought that was the reason. But if you look back into history, there is no evidence that the shamrock was used to teach the pagans about Christianity. There's just a random legend that popped up. Again, St. Patrick, was he really the guy?
I've heard that somebody would put a like a clover at the bottom of a whiskey glass.
Yes, that's my next legend. Okay. The story is St. Patrick visited an inn. You know what an inn is? Like a hotel.
Yeah.
I-N-N.
Yeah, I-N-N.
Okay.
Like a B&B.
Thank you for spelling it.
And this innkeeper was very rude to her guests. Just always talked to them badly, didn't take care of them. And he told them, did you know why you're doing this?
This was before Yelp.
Right.
No bad reviews.
So he told the innkeeper.
Thank you.
You have a demon in the underneath your floorboards, and that's why you're so rude. Start being nice, and the demon will go away. So she said, okay. Started being nice and started serving her guests with whiskey.
Okay.
So everyone started drinking whiskey.
Some JMO.
And everybody started loving her and got generosity, and people kept coming over to her inn. So St. Patrick came back and said, good job. Very good job. Now come with me. So they go down to the cellar, and there was that demon. That demon was festering away because of all the generosity. And it is said that is the origin of drowning the shamrock on St. Patrick's Day, because when you drink whiskey, you're honoring that, you're destroying the demons. So that's why people drink on St. Patrick's Day, is because we're trying to get rid of the demon.
I like that. Or just another excuse to drink. That's probably really what it is.
I never heard the backstory, though, of the clover at the bottom of the...
Yeah, it's all about demons and
what
stuff.
What year are we talking about here?
We're talking about, like, the 800s and 900s.
Okay.
You know, back in the day.
800 after cheese.
This is all after cheese.
Okay.
Obviously.
We've had cheese at this
but
point.
But early cheese. Early after cheese. Now,
early after cheese.
One of the biggest...
What a weird sentence.
One of the biggest... legends that we attribute to St. Patrick is that he banished the snakes from Ireland. Mm-hmm. That there were so many snakes that only him, St. Patrick, could destroy them all. Wrong.
No.
The legend is, while he was praying and fasting, like I do, a snake came and tried to bite him. And so he took his staff and drove all the snakes into the ocean. Not sure.
Hmm.
Apparently... Ireland has never had snakes. Never.
None at all?
No. They've always never had a history. This idea of the snakes in St. Patrick is a complete myth, because from the beginning, Ireland has never had snakes.
So it sounds like this guy, St. Patrick, is looking around. He doesn't see snakes. He's like, you know why we don't have snakes here? Because of me.
Yeah.
Like, he's just taking credit. Hey, you guys want to drink? Okay, yeah. Well, if you drink, we're getting rid of this troll or whatever.
Demon.
These demons. Like, he's like, I'm just name a day after.
And he also has a problem with snakes, because apparently the biggest thing was that he had a fast on the mountain and he was tormented by a demonic female serpent named Cora. So the serpent thing is big with St. Patrick.
Okay.
So we get to the modern festival. And the reason why a lot of people not only drink on St. Patrick's Day because of that story, but another thing is that because of his feast, and it falls in the month of Lent. As you know, Lent is when people give up stuff during Lent. The reason why they do that is because they allow you to take a break from Lent on St. Patrick's Day. That is why you can... eat and drink what you want.
Okay.
Because we're taking a break. Exactly.
Like that.
And that's why we're getting, you know, plenty of alcohol on this day.
Genius.
Now, what about the traditions that we know of today? Remember I talked about leprechauns?
Yeah.
So, leprechauns are an Irish folklore. They're supposed to be tiny people that make shoes, are greedy, and mischievous. But did you know they're not green?
What color are they?
Red.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, like
the
Connor.
Origins are, yes, Connor is a leprechaun.
That's why people in Ireland have red hairs, because they're descendants of leprechauns.
Sure. Sure, Mino. We'll go with that. But the reason why we connect it is because they thought, well, St. Patrick is Irish. Leprechauns are Irish. We're just going to form the two. And since then, and because Ireland has a lot of green in it, they decided to change his color from red to green.
Okay.
When did leprechauns go extinct?
They are considered a folklore, so we don't know. They might be still alive.
Well, there's one in Alabama.
There is,
20 years ago.
We've heard reports of that one.
I don't think Little Person Sean.
That's what we call him now.
I don't think he's with us anymore, though.
Oh, no.
Now, let's talk about the United States and how we became big on St. Patrick's Day. In fact,
because we like to drink.
Well, that is one of the reasons why. But we go back before the nation's founding. The first official St. Patrick's Day parade was in 1762 when a bunch of British soldiers started marching down the street. And they said, oh, now it's time. We're celebrating. And it continued. But there was one bigger event. Did you know? Outside of New York City, where do you think the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration is?
Boston. Gotta be Boston.
Boston, what do you think?
I was gonna say Boston, Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
You are both wrong.
Dallas.
No.
Manhattan, Kansas.
No. I'm gonna tell you right now. The city of Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
Has rivaled, and they've been celebrating since 1824, and they boast a celebration rivaling that of New York City in size and fever. They, in fact, go hardcore. They go where they bring more of a spiritual aspect to it. Huh. They have huge celebrations, and they really go hardcore. And, in fact, that is surprising to me because I don't see Savannah, Georgia, as the Irish capital of the world.
Yeah, it feels like more Irish immigrants were in New York and Chicago. Mm-hmm.
For sure, and Boston.
Yeah.
Now, we all know Boston.
And Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah. But, yeah, here's my thing, though, what I've learned. St. Patrick's Day is just an excuse to drink.
Yeah, 100%. It's part of the folklore.
Now, there are people that do go to church today.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the, you know, people in the Lutherans or Roman Catholic Church. If you're really hardcore, you're really going to support and go to church on this day. 99.9% of people are just celebrated with parades, green, and drinking.
Yeah, maybe mix in some corned beef.
Okay, yeah.
A nice Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have celebrations in almost every city, but I decided to look into Dallas. Did you know Dallas' celebration goes all the way back to 1979 on Greenville Avenue? It's older than all of us.
45 years, that's not nothing.
Yeah.
79 is a long time, Mino. I wasn't born then.
You weren't, but Lower Greenville was around. The village was around.
I mean, they've been around since Dallas was founded in the 1800s, but
yeah.
This is huge.
Yeah.
Now, did you know that Mark Cuban saved the Greenville Avenue parade?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Back in 2012, it was about to go extinct because of rising costs, but Mark Cuban saved the day.
Noted huge. Irishman, Mark
right.
Cuban.
Unfortunately, he could not save the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to sports.
Any other questions about St. Patrick's Day? I have a lot of information.
How do you plan on celebrating? That's what I want to
know. Well, because it's Ramadan, I don't really drink anymore. Okay. I can't really celebrate.
Maybe so you tonight, don't get the exemption? Because Irish people can drink. Catholics during Lent can drink.
Right, but that is inner religion. Like, it's a Catholic thing where they'll give a excuse for a Catholic thing.
Convert for a day.
I'm good.
Mom will be cool with it, right?
She's not listening.
No, I don't think so. And plus, by the way, food-wise, I couldn't do anything because, of course, potatoes, French fries, those are Irish things, right?
Real good, too.
I'm on keto right now.
Oh, keto.
Keto. Is there a Muslim St. Patrick's Day?
No.
Like, you guys have a...
The biggest thing in Islam is we don't, like, celebrate, you know, it's only God.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, well,
they take a break from celebrating
come up with
to
some
honor God.
Yeah,
folk tales where there's drinking involved, and you're like, okay, yeah.
The closest folk tales I can relate to for, like, I guess with Irish people in St. Patrick's Day is genies.
Hmm.
Okay,
genies are huge. Actually, in our religion, we believe in genies,
like the documentary Aladdin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they all in bottles?
Some.
Exactly.
In fact, we believe they're all over the place, and you could control them if you could.
Maybe EA is a genie.
That'd be great.
If I was a genie, I would have wished for myself to get a hot model or something. Come on.
Hey, now.
Well, you got Muzmatch going.
Yeah, well,
right?
My magical powers ain't working then. Well, anyway, that is that is your history of St. Patrick's Day. I hope I taught you well.
You did. Thank you.